to Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, and we worship you and praise you as the word goes out today. I ask you to touch our hearts and our minds with the mighty word of the living God. Use us mightily today, Father, as your word goes out. And Satan, I rebuke you and I command you to keep your hands off of everybody out there that's listening, that you will not steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today. And Lord, as the word goes out, may your Holy Spirit quicken it to people's hearts and to their minds, that they may begin to understand who they are when they receive eternal life. Because eternal life is the mightiest thing that you ever did for us. And we worship you and praise you as the word goes forth in the name of Jesus. Now then, this week I'm going to talk about eternal life. I want to talk about the greatest thing that ever happened to me or any other born-again Christian. Now then, this mighty God that we serve, since I'm an engineer by trade, this mighty God that we serve, he is the designer and creator, the engineer of all the universe. And he has got to be the most awesome designer and creator. I'm telling you, men have studied all the things that God made, like biology and metallurgy and things like that. And all these things, the more we study them, as I studied them in college, as I studied them in different schools, higher schools of learning, it absolutely amazed me at the ability of the Creator and the magnificent things that he has made. I mean, this magnificent genius of God staggers me as a human being. And it would not be strange, then, if man, who is in God's class, could receive the creative energy in the new birth. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Now, some of us have come to recognize that the human spirit is the fountain out of which all the creative energy flows. Now, you need to think about that. We recognize the fact that pure human reason or sense knowledge has never produced an inventor or a great poet or a creator in any department of human culture. Now, all these foreign countries that are not believers in Christ, like a long time ago we had countries like India and Japan and China, naturally these people have fine intellects as much as any other group of people, but yet they never invented or created a new thing for thousands of years until Christianity has been carried to them. I remember years ago when I went to Japan for the first time as a young man in the military many years ago. The automobiles that they were beginning to build and manufacture in those days were so far behind what we had over here in the 50s. It just blew me away at the magnificent precision of which we had built engines, and theirs were years and years behind. But as the more and more Christianity has come to that country, the greater have become the creations and the automobiles and everything else that have come out of those countries. Now then, these people, they never created anything until they received eternal life. No one is able to create anything until he becomes a possessor of eternal life. You know, this fact gave me a mental shock when I first saw it. Naturally, after I saw it, this question came then. What is there about this eternal life that causes men to become inventors or scientists or whatever? Natural human reason, or sense knowledge, has made philosophers of men. But what is philosophy? It is a vain search for reality. And that's what all philosophers are searching for. They're searching for reality, but no philosopher has ever found it. It just cannot be found. The philosopher cannot find anything outside of himself unless it comes from some other being. There's a lot of people, a lot of these philosophers that tried to give this world civilization great and mighty things in writings and things they did. but they did not give to the world a great educational system nor an age of electricity or mechanics. They didn't discover. They never created. The fact is, they did not give us anything except mental concepts and theories. Now, it is a remarkable thing that when a man receives eternal life and allows it to develop in him, his creative energy is at once awakened. He becomes a new creature in Christ. It changes his mental processes. It quickens his sense of perception. Now, all the knowledge that we have in our colleges, our universities, and all of our technical schools has come to us through the five physical senses, which is seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling. Man has no means of gaining knowledge except through these five channels. Now, the limitations of sense knowledge are apparent to every thinking person. He cannot know beyond the contacts that he makes with these five senses. Sense knowledge men have never made creators or inventors. They cannot find God. They cannot find the human spirit. They cannot find the reason for man, the source of life, or any kind of motion. Sense knowledge carries them to the frontier of human investigations, but can never take them no further. Then, revelation knowledge comes to their senses, comes to the rescue. God imparts to the man of the five senses his own nature. Now, this recreates his human spirit and reacts upon his thinking processes. Now, in this investigation, we will find out that young people who have received eternal life will be different. These people, when anybody, young or old, whenever you receive eternal life, you will find out that your mental efficiency will change anywhere from 10 to 50%. In many cases, you'll find that people will increase their mental efficiency by 100% just by becoming a born-again believer and beginning to understand who they are in Christ. When they begin to renew their mind daily and begin to study the Word of God, as they're instructed in the Word of God, taught the Word of God, and begin to act upon the Word of God, and when they're taught to depend upon the God which has come inside of him, taught his privileges and rights in prayer, and taught his rights as a son in the Father's family, his mental efficiency will increase amazingly. Now then, you will discover that the human spirit is the source of all creative energy, that it does not come from the reasoning facilities at all. Now then, you will find that the natural man can only learn by experimentation. Sense knowledge has no other means of learning except by imitating or experimentation. It is said that certain men that have experimented with certain things have made things over and over and over trying to make something, and some of them never make it work. But when you take a man that has eternal life, that man will seek out the wisdom of God and begin to study and begin to seek God, and God will begin to reveal these mighty things to him. Now, the natural human spirit is not creative, but when this creative nature of God comes into it, it at once has creative possibilities. All it needs is to be developed. Now, this is not a theory. This is an absolute fact. It is an absolute fact that these things do happen. You know, I used to wonder what it was that made some who had been criminals such enthusiastic Christians. I knew that there was nothing to the forgiveness of sin that would do it. I knew that if all God did for a man was to forget his past, to pardon it, the man would go on and have another past. Forgiveness has no power to change a man's nature. Then I found out about eternal life. Now, you may take the worst crook who ever walked in the underworld of any of our great cities. You can let him receive eternal life, and he will become at once an honorable, trustworthy person. Religion will not do it, but eternal life will. You can take the habitual criminal. The moment he receives eternal life, his days of crime are over. If you can go through our penal institutions, you cannot find a habitual criminal who has eternal life. If they have received eternal life, they are no longer criminals. In fact, I think about a man that I know that was absolutely one of the worst, meanest gamblers and one of the best gamblers in the country. And that man got saved, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and today that man is a preacher. I mean to tell you, when you receive eternal life, it will change your life. Now, I know this man personally. Now, there are no habitual drinkers who have eternal life. Eternal life absolutely changes their nature. Now, this chronic hobo, if you take one of those who lives in the jungles of our big cities, and if he becomes a receiver of eternal life, he will absolutely change. He will no longer be a hobo. No boy or girl who receives eternal life ever becomes criminals. They just will not do it. Now, this is the greatest biological fact that has ever confronted the scientific mind. If what we have just said is true, and it is true, because we've learned this secret of changing the morals of men and women. By morals, we mean conduct. Scientists have been searching to find some method that they could change criminals into honest men. This is the secret. Any time a person receives eternal life, he becomes a new creature in Christ, and everything about that person will change. They will become great and wonderful citizens of the communities. That's what everybody needs. Now, I'd like to invite you to write me, the Living Savior Ministries at Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or you can give me a call for tapes, video and audio tapes on all these teachings, 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get to our email to send us an email. I listen to those every day, or read them every day. And we'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We're there every Sunday afternoon. And that's right off of I-35 and Walnut.